KNBR 680 presents.
I have quite a few thoughts on Brian Jennings' personality.
I don't know if you guys buy yourselves trophies ever, but I'm considering buying myself I played in every stadium in the NFL trophy.
I really like his mind. It's just an enjoyable guy to be around. He's a good guy to have on a radio show. I bet your listeners really enjoy the heck out of that.
Grab your brain around that.
And he's a heck of a long snapper. Did I mention that?
The long snapping, tough blocking, joke cracking Brian Jennings with Murph and Mac.
Oh, yeah. We love it. He's an NFC West champion, Brian Jennings, brought to you by Hansel BMW of Santa Rosa, featuring the wine country's best selection of new and certified pre-owned BMWs. Click HanselBMWofSantaRosa.com. Brian Jennings Show also brought to you by the Laser Eye Center of Silicon Valley, the only place chosen by over 100 NFL players and coaches for LASIK. And Brian, as an old baseball player, won't mind if I interject right before we welcome him, just to give people the breaking news this second that apparently Albert Pujols has agreed to become a Los Angeles Angel of Anaheim.
Oh, wow.
For 10 years, $250 million. So,
wait, 10 years, $250?
10 years, $250. Damn. That's the breaking news. Brian, that's good. You should have stayed in baseball, dude. You'd be making some serious cake.
Yeah, he's going to be able to sleep all the way through the night. You know, no worries. Just, get sound sleep in the evening.
You know what
that's
the good
nice
news is?
You got that kind of dough.
If he ever has a bout of insomnia, he can definitely afford, the payments on the sleeping pills. That's for sure.
Yeah, so he's covered both ways.
I just pictured Pujols' head on a pillow and just cut to his bedroom with just that slight grin tugging at the corners of his mouth as he just rests his head on the pillow.
Through wins and losses and ups and downs, he's going to be sleeping at night.
He will be snoozing soundly, man. Well, I hope you snoozed after a big party Sunday night. Tell us all about, first of all, from the Murph and Mac Show to Brian Jennings, congratulations,
great
man.
Job.
NFC West champion.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Thank you.
Yeah, it's exciting. We're excited. It's a big step. And, I was a little uncomfortable about all the excitement leading up to the game because I don't like celebrating and stuff until it's realized. But we were able to win that game and secure the division crown. And so we are NFC West champions, which, we got the hat and the T-shirt. And I've been led to believe there's a belt buckle on the way, which is a 49er tradition.
Whoa.
The division champ belt buckle.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And so, it's a big deal. And then we still have miles to go. We have a lot to look forward to. But that's one. We passed the midterm.
Yeah. You know what, Brian? It's funny you mentioned that you were a little worried. I didn't talk about it either, but I was starting to think, there's a lot of talk about if we get this, it'll be a great accomplishment. And the media was definitely feeding that storyline of, Brian Jennings was the last player to be on the champ. And I started thinking, what if the Rams are reading this and are like, hey, not on our watch, I mean, there was a chance. Right. But what was so impressive was how you guys went out and just handled it, just handled the business,
right.
Threw up a zero on them, Brian.
Absolutely. And I think, this is for sure the best defense I've ever had the opportunity to watch in person this often. And so to have the opportunity to play with these guys and the job that our defensive staff is doing is, it's absolutely unbelievable. And I think they're on some type of a record pace for points allowed, which we don't need to talk about until it's accomplished. But, they're doing a great job. They're really stingy. And that's the thing that I think watching our games is a reoccurring theme. Man, our defense is stingy. And, we don't give up yards. We don't give up points. We don't give up very many big plays. And, so when that's the case, you're always in the game.
Who are the guys, Brian, you're around that locker room. It's like, who are the guys that you just look at and you're like, man, these are the guys. I mean, we know, I guess, Willis, Justin Smith. But, I mean, there must be
There's a bunch of them now out there.
It's like a great unit is larger than the sum of its parts, right? There must be some point where it's like, I don't know, you look at that room of defensive guys and you're like, look at this cast of characters.
Well, and I think I think that's, I always go back to coaching because I believe in leadership. I still believe in leadership. So I have to throw, the responsibility of performing the game plan is on the players. But at the same time, you got to be a lot of penalties come from being in bad position. A lot of injuries come from being in bad position. And, and right now our coaches are put in a good position. And so when you look at the players that are doing the job, of course, it's fun to watch. You know, we have some guys in our secondary that are really having a big year with Deshaun and Carlos. I think jump out as two guys having great years. Mm-hmm. And then up front, obviously, it's fun. You know, I feel great for our rookie Alden Smith, the year that he's having. And, you know, and the guys that make that possible, I think Alden's a great example, is they're able to take care of him. They're able to put him in situations where he's able to pass rush and excel. He's not just out there, you know, having to do too much, or they're not asking him to do more than his skill set. You know, and so, you know, the guys around him are taking care of him. The staff is taking, you know, you have Justin and you have, like, you know, it's just, it's great to watch those guys really play at a high level. It's really fun to be a part of.
Hey, man, can you tell us about the atmosphere out there at the Stick this weekend? Because Murph and I have been talking just about the fan base and how the fans have really come really roaring back this year, starting to make noise when the defense is out on the field again like the old days. And it was just like there was a celebration, you know, at the Stick for the first time in 10 years. Did that make it all the more special? Tell us about the atmosphere.
I think that through the course of my career, I've really had an opportunity to meet a lot. We have just different eras of fans, right? So I've met, there's the people that are the Kezar Stadium fans, right? Oh, I've been a fan since Kezar. You know, there's the Joe Montana era fans. There's the, you know, the 80s. There's the, you know, the Steve Young era fans. And there's and they're all over the country. We have tons of fans, and they want to love us. And that's the kind of the thing that I've always recognized. If we have a little bit of success, you know, our fans are like, yes, like, this is what we're talking about. Let's go. And so now that we're having, you know, we won the division, you know, our fans are really starting to, you know, feel good about being a 49er fan again. And they're so loyal, you know, through the course of the last 8 years when we haven't been playing very well. Our fans have been so loyal. And it's just great that they're now able to be rewarded for loving us and supporting us. And, you know, so it's great that we all have an opportunity to feel good about ourselves, you know, for a few days here before we get into the Cardinals game.
Yeah, but that said, how'd you feel about the wave? Huge controversy. Joe Staley says don't do it while we're on offense. Harbaugh
back,
who always keeps us on our toes, because we hate the wave, Brian, because we're like – sports purists, like, watch the game, man, watch the game.
Well, especially when they're throwing flags on the Niners because they can't hear the snap count.
And then Harbaugh came out and goes, yeah, man, it was cool. Yeah. So I was like, what?
So he's excited. Yeah, we were all excited, you know, and so it's a big moment. And I think, you know, we all got excited. But, you know, we're all relearning how to be great and how to win and, you know, how to perform at a championship level.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we love our fans, but we need to encourage a little discipline from our fans.
Okay.
Where, you know, like, when the offense is out there, for sure, you know, let's let them work.
Let's help out, right.
As tight as possible. Right. And when there's big plays on offense, you know, there's going to be, an excitement where everyone's going to jump up and scream. And then, you know, let's get back to that play clock. And, you know, we got the play, you know, let's get quiet. But, you know, when the play clock's, you know, going down inside 20 seconds, let's go. Let's get the offense ready to go.
That may be the best answer. Like, Staley, you know, kind of came out, yeah, a little criticism. Harbaugh went way overboard in encouraging it. You just came in with the diplomatic answer. We're all we're relearning how to be great, yeah, all of us. All of us, yeah, are relearning.
Yeah, I think if the defense is out there, let's get loud.
Yeah.
Right.
Because our defense gets off the field. They're out there usually like, what, 4 or 5 plays?
I know. Yeah, three and out, right. Hey, do you remember, were you around for the go when one half of the stadium would yell, go, and the other half would yell, Niners? That was like, yeah, from our day of the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got some of that, you know. So we went to the playoffs my second and third year there, 2001 and 2002. And so, for sure, I got a sample of the, you know, the preseason, or the, we had a scrimmage 1 year where we had like 25,000 people at our scrimmage, right? Uh-huh. So, you know, I was for sure there at the end of the 90s dynasty era. And I got a sample of the Go Niners.
Well, we
got
to bring it back, we think.
Well, here's the question. I mean, it's like,
that one. That's, yeah, a good one.
Like, okay. Brian, if Brian said, you know, we're all going to relearn how to be great, and that includes the fans in the seats, is the road to greatness, does that have to involve the Go Niners champ? Because if it does, Murph, you might be the guy to spark it at the Monday night game.
I'm coming out, Brian. I'm going to start it up.
I think we got to figure out how to get that going.
I might be your guy, Brian. I'm off the week before Christmas, so I can go to the Monday Nighter. I can have some good – maybe you get me, like, I'd be the new Crazy George. I'll get the drum.
you have a big responsibility here. I don't know.
Murph's got to learn how to be great again.
Right now.
You could do it if you stood on the bench. You could lead it. Just point and point.
That's what I'm talking about. Where's my fireman at 49er San Francisco fire hat?
Yeah, somebody get Brian Jennings a bullhorn, yeah.
Oh, man, good stuff. Hey, it's kind of weird. All of a sudden, you know, the game Sunday, just real quick before we let you get back to your preparation, it's like there's not a lot of talk in the media about that game because we're talking just, oh, what a great win, division champs. You still got to hold on to that two seed. So here you go, Freddie Soft. Is Freddie Soft going to be like you got to call the Freddie Soft Exterminator.
Yeah, we're in the tournament, so now we just got to figure out where we're going to be in the tournament. So we got miles to go. You know, we got four games left, three of the four are on the road, and then the home game against the Steelers. So, you know, we have miles to go, and I think, you know, our division, the teams that we're playing, you know, they know us. They know we've played each of them once now, and I think for sure the Cardinals are going to do everything that they can to get a win there. And we were fortunate. We've been fortunate in a lot of ways this season. And so, you know, for what's good for us is to keep winning, and we have to continue to do that. But, you know, it's really exciting. It's exciting to head back to Arizona, where I'm from.
Yeah. I know. Dude, you're gonna how's the friends and family list for you?
You know, I bought 14,000 tickets this week. You know, fortunately, they're not doing that great, so there were a lot of seats available. No, so I'm out of the ticket business. I just, you know, immediate family is pretty much my ticket purchases at this point. Then don't tell anybody, but my move early was to screw it up. So my first three, four years in the NFL, you know, about half the time, I forget the tickets. You know, you screw it up.
Right.
And so you prove yourself unreliable, and for some reason, you know, they stop asking.
That is incredible because we work at the radio station, and people think, oh, they get all the Giants and Niners tickets they want. And so people come to us. I think that's a brilliant plan. Prove
you
yourself unreliable, and they'll go away.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, let me see what I can do.
Apologize, buy dinner that night to make up for it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know, this game day, I wasn't thinking about it, you know, the pregame, you know, the whole thing.
And then they won't come around anymore.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, for some reason, it's just easier to get tickets elsewhere.
That is awesome. Great plan, Brian. Oh, before we let you go, one last one. As you were right next to Staley for the Gatorade thing, and you were jumping up and down. Did you have give us your bird's eye view of that?
So the Harbaugh's so competitive. You just take the Gatorade back, you know? You know, let us just dump you with the Gatorade. You know, just put your arms up and take the Gatorade in the back. No, the guy has to win with the Gatorade thing.
Yeah.
So, come on. So you're trying to shield him, you know, inconspicuously shielding the Gatorade. And then the refs come up and talk to him. So we're like, well, we don't want to dump the Gatorade on the officials. And so now the cameras come up and want to get shot. So he knew it was coming, you know, and so you guys got a little shot. He didn't get the full bucket, but you know, so we'll clean that up for the next time we Gatorade dump him.
Exactly.
You know, hopefully on a bigger stage in Indianapolis.
Love it.
We'll get a big Gatorade dump in there, so we'll work on that. And we'll be ready for the next time.
Awesome. And then one last kind of serious one is there was a camera shot briefly of you and Alex talking near the end. It's like, I don't know, you guys could have been talking about a snap count for all I know, but it might have also been one of those, hey man, great road, great journey, or whatever. Can you share with us at all what you were talking to Alex about?
Here's what I'll tell you. There's never been a greater story in the history of the NFL than the Alex Smith story with him winning the division this year as our starting quarterback. I wasn't there. I've heard rumors that Terry Bradshaw had a really crazy, up and down, mm-hmm. like he was benched and, you know, like all this crazy career. And all I know of him was he was like won four Super Bowls of Terry Bradshaw, right?
Right.
And then I saw some show one time about how they hated him and they benched him, and then there was no free agency, so they couldn't really get rid of him. And they were like, well, you know, and so he ended up like as far as my generation is concerned, he's a great Hall of Fame winning quarterback. But he had a really difficult, rough career, as far as you know, is my understanding now. And so I think you know, if you look at the Alex Smith's career up to this point has been so hard. you know, and it's just been brutal the way it's gone for him. And that's the NFL. I don't feel sorry for him. I don't. I hope he doesn't feel sorry for himself, because you know this is the life we chose, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's a brutal deal. And so I'm so happy for him. I think, as far as I'm concerned, he's a comeback player of our generation, of the decade, you know. And so there hasn't been very many guys that I've never known anybody to go through what he's gone through and then to be the guy that he is, and for us to win for him. I'm happy for him. And so, you know, I'm excited that, you know, and I hope we keep winning, and I hope we make a good run here and win as many games as we can for everybody, including him. And so, you know, that's where I stand on that.
Hey, well said. On that upbeat, positive note, you go to Arizona, take care of your immediate family and nobody else, Brian. And we'll talk next week. All right, man.
Cheers. That's what we're talking about.
The great Brian Jennings on KNBR 680, the sports leader.